that she learned on Halsted Street.
You know, after reading the whole book, I'm still not quite sure why Jane Addams was such an influential figure at the time. What do you think it was that catapulted her from a person of some local significance there in Chicago to this, you know, eventually any organization that she was affiliated with, they immediately appointed her president?
Or tried to. She didn't accept very many of those, only the peace movement. Well, I was hoping I had conveyed the why, but of course part of it is a little mysterious. I think that there were a couple of aspects to it. On a sort of practical level, she was a writer and a public speaker. And if you want to become famous, that's the way to go. Because people read her books, people read her essays and articles, which were widely published in all sorts of publications, women's magazines, trade union journals, church publications, and there were a lot of those. Her name was in circulation a lot because she was a writer and a speaker. So I think that's the first thing. The second thing is she was at the front of a brand new hot idea, which was the Settlement House movement. And so that made her interesting copy in the newspapers because people wanted to know, what is the Settlement House movement? Who is this leader of this famous Chicago Settlement House? So that was a piece of it. But another piece of it was what you might call the persona that came across in the public eye. She was obviously a person who was thoughtful, non-judgmental, open-minded, interesting, because she had all these interesting experiences getting to know working people that people of her class didn't have. She told many stories about the people she knew in her neighborhood, and that was interesting to other people of her background. She was someone people were interested in because of her unusual life. And then I think finally, the last piece is that she did take leadership positions in a couple of major organizations. One was the National Federation of Settlement Houses, and another was the National Conference of Charities and Corrections, which was sort of what became the National Council of Social Work years later. And those were people who worked in prisons, people who worked in insane asylums, people who worked in the settlement houses, sort of, you know, people doing social work in the broad sense. So she did have leadership positions in those two organizations. But the other thing is she got to know many prominent people, so that put her into another high-level circle of society, if you want to put it that way. So there are many factors, but I think the biggest one was that she was speaking around the country and writing and being published.